Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gainesville, Ocala, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap.
And all the ships at sea.
For Thursday, January 23rd, here's what you may have missed on the show. We found millennials are slobs.
Yep.
Especially when it comes to the bathroom. New survey found that just 20% of people born after 1981 said that they scrub their toilets every 4 weeks.
Wow.
That's compared to just over 10% for Gen Xers and baby boomers.
So they've got it down to 12 times a year. That's pretty efficient.
Saves a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Across all the age groups, 54% said that they clean their bathrooms at least once a week. So at least millennials, half of them, and everybody
right.
else, were cleaning the bathrooms at least once a week.
All these stats change when you have guests or your mom come over.
That's true.
Believe me.
That's true. 52% of baby boomers said they changed their sheets at least once a week compared to just 36% of millennials. But I do think it's because baby boomers have the washer and dryers inside
yep.
the home.
Yeah, they're older and they've already got the wherewithal to have a washer and dryer. But if you have to go to the laundromat,
yep.
you're going to put it off until you don't have any more underwear.
Yeah, pretty much that's the deal.
That gets you to the laundromat.
They say here 53% of everyone said they usually wash their pots, pans, and plates by hand,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty interesting. Interesting to find out of the survey, they found people who live in Hawaii spend the largest proportion of their lives on chores like dusting, vacuuming, and mopping. People did the least amount of chores, Minnesota and New York.
I think that's because the windows are closed in Minnesota and New York. And in Hawaii, you got the windows open and sometimes no screens or anything because it's pretty darn nice there.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah.
You know, speaking of millennials and stuff, one third of people 25 to 29 have tattoos. One third.
I believe that.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. And believe it or not, Instagram is fueling the tattoo trend.
Yeah. So if you are an inker, if you're a professional tattoo artist, here's some good marketing advice for you.
They said as many as 70% of tattoo artists' new clients comes from Instagram ads or referrals. Some of them are reporting as high as 90%. They're looking at your work and they're really
yeah.
digging it and loving it.
I mean, if you do good work, somebody is definitely going to put their tattoo up if they just got it, even though it's still red.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
I go, ow.
I looked at some of them and I'm like, you're really committed to whatever it is you got the tattoo, because I wouldn't have done something like that.
Yeah, if you can do a sleeve, it's like, wow, you know, and ladies, a guy with a sleeve,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's... And the guy with an earring, too. I mean, they're willing to go through pain, and they can buy jewelry. So that's the kind of guy you want.
By the way, also fueling the tattoo craze, Instagram is. It's also fueling the removal industry of tattoos.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
So some mistakes were made there. Screen time not as bad as we once thought. This is new research that really is debunking the myth out there
yeah.
that staring at the screen is going to rot your brain.
Because there's been a lot of studies. What they did, they reviewed all the studies, over 200 studies for is the screen time rotting your kid's brain? And it turns out there's no corroborative evidence?
No evidence whatsoever. And one of the theories behind it is that how we're using screens differently than we did a generation ago. Last generation, even if you had the desktop computer, it was one screen. You were looking at one item. TV. It was a screen and you were looking at one item.
Well, if you remember the monochrome monitor.
Yeah.
You know, it was everything was in one color and it was just text and there was no hypertext.
So today, you of course got, you know, multiple screens on your computer.
Yeah.
You have your digital, one of your digital devices, which could be your phone, it could be a tablet, it could be something else. But what they're saying is that we're not spending time lingering on one channel, which is why the theory came up that you were rotting your brain. We're spending about 10 to 20 seconds on average per page, and then we move on.
Isn't that something?
So what they really do saying is that it's not really numbing your mind. You're actually doing a pretty good job of multitasking, and it is true. As you're sitting in the pickup line, you're texting your neighbor,
right.
you're scheduling your yoga appointment, you're getting dinner, ordering that. You're doing a lot of more stuff than you once
now,
did.
Isn't there a thin line between multitasking and ADD?
Yes.
You know?
If you don't finish the tasking,
right.
yes.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a lot of ADD. This was interesting, talking about allergies to dogs. There's about 10% of the population I have some sort of allergy to dogs. And it's not the fur that you're allergic to, believe it or not.
I think most people think that, though. That's why they get, like, the Labradoodles, all the doodle dogs, because
right.
they're supposedly hypoallergenic. But it's not the fur.
No, it's the skin cells, it's the urine, it's the saliva, and stuff like that from the dog, not
yeah.
the fur. And what they have found is that it's the inside those liquids, lack of a better term.
And the skin cells.
Yeah, and the skin cells are five particular proteins, CAN F1 through CAN F5. And what they found is females don't have the CAN F5 protein.
Yeah, you need a prostate to have that, which only the male dogs have, which mm-hmm. I didn't even know the male dogs had a prostate.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And what they're saying is that what they found with this research is that children in particular tended to tolerate female dogs better than male. And they couldn't figure out why when it comes to their allergies. They just couldn't figure out why. And so they did research and they found, well, and lo and behold, that CAN-C or F5 protein is not in there. So the idea is that instead of spending thousands of dollars on a blank doodle, maybe think about picking up a female dog
right.
and seeing if you can handle it. Because what happens is your body reacts to those five proteins, either one at a time or a couple or just one or the other. And that five might just give you enough tolerance for you to hang on to a dog.
Yeah, and rescue one from a shelter, a
yeah.
female dog. There's one waiting for you right now, as a matter of fact.
This is a confirming report that kids and stress actually causes you to get gray hair.
Now, I have gray hair, but my colorist did this. I call it concrete blonde.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody believe in that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
I got it. They say that the process of graying hair begins in our sympathetic nervous system. That's the system that controls your heart rate, your breathing, your digestive.
Stuff you don't think about. That just goes on, hopefully, when you're not thinking about it.
Right. And what happens is they found it's intimately linked with our stress response. And what they did is they found that they stressed the system there. And actually, there's a group of cells that is responsible for the color of your hair. It actually zaps them out. So in essence, yeah, stress blanks out the cells that color your hair, and that's why you have gray hair. They think that this might work in the future, to maybe just turning those cells on back on, so you may never gray as you age.
Excellent.
I just wish they work on making sure the hair sticks to the head. It falls on instead of falling off. And then this is information if you are in the process of selling homes. I didn't know that this is a really busy time to sell a property. It comes down to your bathroom. This is the one color you do not want to paint your bathroom. And it's red. R-E-D. It's not necessarily a color we associate with relaxation, many real estate professionals will point out. And as you do know, as you sit into the bathroom, sometimes you need to relax to get things done.
A little bit. But you notice fast food restaurants use the color red and orange because they want you to get out of there for that table turn. So maybe you want that in your bathroom, though.
Well,
if dad's spending too much time in there.
Yeah, maybe. But also keep this in mind here. Covering up a bold color such as red takes a lot of work.
Boy, you
a
are
lot of paint.
Yeah, one coat. I don't know if they can make a paint that'll cover red in one coat.
No. So keep that in mind. Your prospective buyer doesn't want to spend all their weekends for the next 5 years painting the bathroom to get rid of the red. They say a lot of times it's and also because of the photo. Apparently, red rooms don't really do well with photos.
Huh.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's tough to capture that red envy. If you dive bars and clubs paint their bathrooms black, and there's a reason for that. I think you can figure it out.
They say the lighter the color in those small rooms, the better it'll actually make the room look bigger.
Yeah.
There's our show for today, Thursday, January 23rd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.